Arriving here, arriving now. Here and now, mindfulness front and center, mindfulness all around, inward staying to our own experience of being. Aware that is our nature of having this knowing. In this moment, we are here. In this external and internal space, we are here now. The immediacy of the moment can be known. Whatever's arising in the mind through any sense gate, we are present for it and we let it pass on through. We're not trying to make something out of it, we are just present. Present in this moment. This is the metric to know that you are arriving, that you have arrived. It's this sense of being present. So in discernment, can you feel your own capacity of being present? You're just present, this moment. And this moment. And this moment. Present moment by moment, or present in the flow of moments. Both ways are experienced. Both ways are valuable. Both ways are empowering. Being present. There develops this sense of presence, that there is a presence that's meeting the moment. The presence of what? Of knowing. Not necessary to have a me in mind. You can feel the presence of knowing in its recognizing capacity. At some point in feeling this immediacy of feeling present, of feeling presence, you realize that you are actually available to the moment. That you are here when this moment's arising and passing. That this knowing is here. It can be a little unnerving at first, feeling your own availability to be available. You had to arrive in the moment to stay available. There is a choice for those of you with experience, the arriving is the vataka. The being available is the vichara. Available. You can feel your own presence. It's inward turned, inward staying. And then there comes the realization that because I am available for this moment, I'm willing to be present for whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, whether it's scary or not scary. I'm not being choosy to be available. I am simply available. If it's dukkha, I'm willing to stand under the dukkha in this moment. If it's sukha, I'm willing to receive the sukha without having to justify why I have it or will it last or is this real? No, we're just receiving the pleasant, the non-stressful. And then we discover in a natural arising way that we know for ourselves that because we are present for the moment, it's equally true that the moment's available to us. What does that mean, the moment's available to us? It means that we have choice as to how we relate to whatever's arising in this moment. Wow. How seldom we think that we have choice, that we realize that we have the felt sense of choice in terms of what's arising in this moment. We so often feel kind of the recipient, the passive recipient, and we miss that with availability we have choice of relating. One can understand the Four Noble Truths as teachings in how to relate to the moment. So sometimes we are present and available, and what's arising is very simpatico. We're comfortable with it, and we stay. And we are relating with gratitude and appreciation without grasping, because we know the truth of anicca, that everything changes, even this satisfying moment. So we're wisely relating when it's positive for us. Other times it's not positive at all. It's unpleasant, or it's unreliable, or it's knocking us off our collected and unified mind, or we're worried about something, and we've got an old story. Now it's come up again, and now we're having that same old argument. And so we just move away. We just stop. This is being responsive. This would be right effort of the Eightfold Path, wise effort. But sometimes we can't move away. We're caught. We're caught in the eddy of our desire or our humiliation or our fear or our wanting or our clinging. We're stuck. We can move away and it comes right back. Or we can't even get enough presence to have that choice, then we discover that we have this choice of how we relate when we're stuck. This is the second kind of wise relating. We change how we're relating. We recognize it as dukkha. We recognize the characteristics. And we're just there with it, observing, caring. We have choice. We don't fall into the rabbit hole. But we have a broad, stable mind that can be with the difficult. And this capacity grows and grows, not just because we have more and more difficulty, but because we have more and more a sense of ourselves, of how to dance with life. We're available to life, and we have choice into how we're relating. This availability, when we're inward staying, is a felt sense. It's availability itself, before clouded with anything coming from any sense gate. It's the quality of mind-heart being directly known. Your mind-heart experience here and now. Inward staying. Just available. No ambition. No judging, no comparing, no fixing. Available, available. Innately available. Not the layer of personality. Not the habits of mind, but the innate capacity being known, being felt, felt, felt. In all my decades of practice, I have never hit the end, the bottom of availability. It opens and opens and opens. It also reveals that we can be available, this mind of ours, available for things that are unwholesome as well as things that are wholesome. Available for being reactive, not just responsive, but reactive rather than responding. Because it's innate, it's not taking sides in that way. And therefore we come to in our practice the realization of the need for aligning with something larger than the ego, a as the ego takes advantage at times of that availability. And therefore we align. We are deliberately aligning so that we're available and aligned. We align with the Buddha, the historical Buddha, the Buddha's generosity, his characteristics, our own Buddha nature. Are we aligned with the Dhamma, the Buddha's teachings of insight? Or our ability to know the truth, to stay aligned with our own prioritizing, being authentic, honest with ourselves, accountable? Or are we aligned with the Sangha? This immediate Sangha we are forming, all the Sanghas you've been part of and been supported by and in turn supported all the members of the Sangha, and the historical Sangha of lay and monastics. We are one more link, you are one more link in this 2600 year chain. That does not demand anything of us, rather offers. There's an uplifting feeling with aligning. It's inspiring. We come in touch with our aspirations. For me, I tend to align with the first two of the Eightfold Path, wise view, and wise intention. Wise view to me is an aspiration. I aspire to understand more deeply, more clarity, as best I am able. Wise intention is here and now. I am committed to being in the Dhamma here and now. So inspiring, but only tolerable so that I don't fall in self-judging is the truth that it's as best I am able. Feel the relief. As best I am able allows a deepening of this aligning. At some point, you realize that there is a feeling of being aligned, and you have a little recognition, just a small, quick recognition, or maybe a very strong one that lasts and lasts, of being available and aligned. Steadying this inward staying. Available and awake in this moment, but not doing anything with it. Just being. And this awake and aligned, this available and aligned, protected, inward staying, has a strong heart quality. No need for thoughts about the heart, just the energetic felt sense of available aligned. Very strong felt sense. You can feel this available aligned in its calm nature, its steadiness, its quiet, a glimpse of inner staying. In this practice, it's termed the first ground. This collected and unified, available, aligned, it's the same mind state, but further developed, that will show up in the very depths of our practice. And right now we're preparing for that moment. In this moment of practice, you can stay here for the entire sit. Anytime in your practice, in this first ground, when it's strongly present, it's fine, it's often favorable to just stay here, collected and unified, not involved in objects of mind that arise. You're getting to know more intimately this inward staying without employing judging, comparing, or fixing. It's not unusual to have various physical sensations occur. So make nothing out of them, but do acknowledge if that's happening. It's part of the felt sense, useful for recognition, but not to be reified, to not to be made special. For those who wish, we turn now to the practices of mindfulness of what arises in the mind-heart, which are described in the Four Noble, the four Satipatthanas. Awareness of the body and the body, awareness of Vedana, pleasant and unpleasant, and neither pleasant nor unpleasant, aware of mind states and the emotions that accompany them, both as presence and absence. And all the Dhamma teachings, all those lists, all those different ways of perceiving what this experience really is, the five aggregates, what makes up a moment, the hindrances of mind, the awakening factors of mind, all studied, practiced, so that we can have the ultimate in that fourth Satipatthana, the realization of the Four Noble Truths. So we're turning to this larger vision of that, but we start with one thing in one dimension. So gently turning to awareness of the body, bringing mindfulness into your experience of embodiment to the degree that you will experience there is a body. And you can know that this awareness is embodied. Posture. Feel embodiment through posture. Available, being known through posture. Available to what? To the body, this physical body consciousness that drops us into an internal experience that's very satisfying of the body. We are having the experience and witnessing the experience simultaneously. Experience is being known through the felt sense. Through body sensations, if that is attractive to you, attracting you, or body parts. Or through the elementary nature of this thing we call body, this collection of parts. And we notice at this subtle level that there is an array of elementary parts. The fire element, the warmth and coolness, the water element with its flowing nature, with its connecting nature, its creating form, and the earth element, bringing our attention fully to the earth element in the body. That which is hard, firm, heavy. That which is in relationship with gravity. Feeling that earth element in the pelvis. The bones of the pelvis through the skin, through the flesh. The bones, firm, hard, heavy, earth element, earth element, earth element. The bones in the upper legs, the lower legs, knees, ankles, feet. Earth element being known. The toes, hard, firm, heavy. This may have affected the body in some way, relaxed it, allowed it to be more responsive. And now, if you will, invite the earth element in the body to rest on earth. That felt sense releasing, releasing, not collapsing, but releasing. Feeling grounded. This embodied awareness can feel the stillness, the steadiness, so still, the second ground, the steadiness of the earth element, it's quiet, relatively steady, relatively still. Again, a place that one can practice from. You might stay here for the rest of the sit. For those who wish to notice, in the stillness, it is easy to expand, to become aware of movement. This movement is the wind element, most easily felt in what we call breath, the in and out, the rising and falling, the flow like the tides of the breath, the rhythm of that. Now the earth element is in the background, that stillness is still there. As we're just knowing the breath. And the steadiness, that felt sense of steadiness is there. Steadiness on an ever-moving, ever-changing object. But the knowing can be so steady, so unentangled. Breath is happening. Breath is occurring. Breath is like this. Without any extra affect. Stillness and movement are in balance. You are available to know stillness of that earth element, of the steadiness of awareness. And the movement of life itself. Again, just collecting and unifying, letting it come. Available and aligned, we deeply know the nature of movement of breath. Can you feel the presence of your own availability, that availability to recognize the moment is here? The choice is here, but there's no movement around it, there's no grasping it. There's no trying to manipulate it. You're just available and aligned. Establishing for yourself, learning your own capacity for inward staying, giving it a chance, letting loose of your opinions, your judging and comparing, your commenting, and giving yourself a chance to know yourself, to know what's innately there, innately, naturally arising, a collected and unified mind, naturally arising. A diminishment of commentary. Naturally arising choice of where we place attention. Natural. No big dealing, no conceptualizing it first. We have the concepts down already.